ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Kind of. I'm here in the chair. Tyler Zuli is producing it as per usual. But Devon's also here. Devon and I are hanging out until midnight. We're just switching it up.
We're here.
Making it through. So strange.
10 o'clock.
So,
rolling.
We are moving. I had the experience last time I was on the air. And we were talking about the Eagles. And we were talking about the Chip Kelly era. And in hindsight now, and this is what I pointed out to people. Like, if you think about it, it was actually really hilarious. Like, now that they've won the Super Bowl and, like, enough time has passed now and you're not living in the Chip Kelly era, it was really hilarious. Like, the way that the team was just dismantled. Like, you trade LeSean McCoy for Kiko Alonso, who stinks while he's here, and then after he's gone, he has success in Miami and stuff like that.
Pro Bowler again.
Like, yeah, like, all that kind of stuff. Tim Tebow comes in. Sam Bradford's getting traded a couple of times. Like it was just, the whole thing was just insane. I do wonder if we're going to look back at this era of Sixers basketball, this like 6-year span that way, right? Because you got the Hinkie era where it is ownership like sponsored tanking, trying to win as few games as possible. And then after that, you got Brian Colangelo come in, which in itself is one of like the most interesting and, in hindsight, hilarious moments in NBA history. Then it's Brett Brown, the GM. Now it's Elton Brand putting together the biggest team ever assembled. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a period like 5 years down the road where we look back and be like, you know, we were all stressed out during that time, but it's hilarious now.
Someone's going to write a book.
It's really funny.
There's already a book coming out about the rebuild with Sam Hinkie. I think it's Yaron. I can't remember his name. I have to look it up, but he has a book coming out already.
Going
to
read that one?
No.
Devon hates everything rebuilt, so I knew that there was no
title's going to be Trust the Process. You know that.
Obviously.
I'll look it up while we talk about it, but yeah, man, there's a lot that we're going to look back on and say what they got right, what they got wrong, especially if we get through 5 years and one or two of these players are not here in Simmons and Embiid, and there's no title.
Yeah, I think that we would receive it. It would be less funny. It would be more sad.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we just covered one draft. I was busting a gut in the last segment. We were talking about one draft.
Yeah, I have it, by the way.
What's that?
Yaron Weitzman for Bleacher Report. Yaron, sorry, I pronounced it wrong. The book title is Tanking to the Top. How the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers trusted the process. I'm only saying it because it's part of the book.
Understand.
A bold plan to get to first by becoming the worst.
Did they? Did it happen? Like, they're writing the book. What happened? Like,
and this, again, is a guy with Bleacher Report. The book is coming out in March 2020.
March 2020, there's no time. So what if they lose in the first round of the playoffs and the first Amazon comment on this book is like, yeah, this didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, well, what happened? What?
March 2020.
Then we put
it
in the fiction section and we sell it. We're making money off this thing no matter what.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
That, you know what that's like? That's like building a statue to a head coach before his career's over. Or a player. You know? Can you imagine doing that?
Oh, man.
It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd listen.
Worst to first, taken to the top. They're not at the top yet. My God. The Celtics are like, huh? And the Bucks are like, say what now? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, I know some stuff that was said in this book, so you... I'm not going to read it, but I know some things that were said in this book.
Okay. Are you quoted as an anonymous source?
Nope. Not quoted. Nope. Did not reach out to me.
Well, I mean, if they were smart.
I do know some. that have been reached out to.
So let's move on to happier stuff.
Yes, go ahead.
All-star teams.
All right, the reserves.
Yes, the reserves.
Let's do the reserves.
Okay.
So where are we going first?
So,
East or West?
The East is going to be much more interesting. Yeah. Tyler points out the anonymous source that they did talk to is the often confused for you, Gavon Divins, who is definitely not Devon at all.
Oh, man.
It's definitely not him.
All right. Stuff.
So,
Eastern reserves.
The reserve. So we're going with who is actually going to be a reserve, not because we gave who our starting lineup should be. We're operating with who the starting lineup actually is, right?
Yes, yes. So two backcourt players and three front court, two wild card.
Okay, got it. Well, you got to go first, D. We're going to start in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, yeah. Well, my obvious choice will be Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Going Ben Simmons, having the year that he's having, of course, with what he's doing.
As a guard,
he is definitely in there for me to be one of the guards.
Okay.
Yes, Sixers, while we may not love the record, they still have one of the top records. They're not too far from the number two spot behind the Miami Heat. He is averaging, 15-9-8? And defensively, he's going to be arguably a
first team or second team all defensive
guard, and there he will be in a conversation, at least a conversation for defensive player of the year because he's been that good.
Why, you think so? You think he'll be in the conversation? Player of the year?
I don't think he's going to win because Rudy Gobert is in his way.
Locked.
Yeah.
That one's like almost a lock, right?
And B, when he's out there, he's in the conversation.
Okay.
He's not going to win defensive player of the year, but again, conversation, he will be there.
So you got one more guard, two more bigs, and two wild cards, right?
Well, yes, three more bigs, three more front court players, right? So I'll go with, after Simmons for guard, I will go with Kyle Lowry with what he's doing.
Lowry?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was on the bench for a ton of the game late down the stretch, even when it was up for grabs yesterday.
Didn't need him.
That was nuts.
Didn't need him, right? Didn't need him. So Simmons and Lowry, my two backcourt players, my front court players, I am going, and it's tough because I hate how they have it where certain guys are scheduled in the front court versus the backcourt when Jimmy Butler should be here. So I'm going Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
I'm going because he's been phenomenal for them.
Butler as a big, yes.
Second team in the Eastern Conference, so he's been great.
And he's been definitely their best player.
Teammate, Bam Adebayo. I
was wondering if Bam was going to make it.
Bam makes it.
Okay.
I then go Chris Middleton.
Okay.
People say, whatever, Chris Middleton. Well, you can't have the best record in the NBA with just only one All-Star when the other All-Star here, and Chris Middleton is also playing really good basketball.
It's like 19 points per game, and he's hitting half his shots, right?
I have to give it to him. Yeah, he has to be in there. I'm going with my two wild cards here.
Okay.
I'm going Jaylen Brown over Jason Tatum.
Well-deserved. I think Brown deserves it more than Tatum at this point.
But you can make the case, of course, for Tatum as well.
Yep.
If Tatum gets in and Brown does not, I'm not going to cause a ruckus because they both deserve it, honestly. And this is tough. I'm going Domantas Sabonis.
Sabonis as the other wild card.
Over my man Malcolm Brogdon and over Bradley Beal.
That's
who deserves to be in the All-Star game. But who are you going to take off? Kyle Lowry, you going to take off?
I would take Kyle Lowry off instead of Bradley Beal if it were me. Which is exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, you're up.
I'm going to go with Ben Simmons as a reserve. I'm going to go with Bradley Beal as a guard reserve.
Okay, so that's your two guards.
As I said, I thought that Jimmy Butler should have been a starter, so I think that
Jimmy
Butler is going to be in that mix right there.
Okay.
Two more
front court players there, Joe Torty.
You need the front court. So I think Bam is a worthwhile
Bam is a lock.
Addition. I think that he is a big-time addition there. I think that's a good one. I want to be different from you, but I'm on board with you on Chris Middleton. Like, I think
you have to.
I think Chris Middleton is absolutely right there. Now for the wild cards.
Two wild cards.
So I think that I am going to go with Jaylen Brown.
All right.
But I'm also going to go a little bit of a different way. I'm not going to go Sabonis.
No Pacers.
No Pacers.
Okay.
Going to go with that dude, Spencer Dinwiddie, as another
super wild card.
A big-time wild card. I think that they are, for whatever reason, I think the league is invested in Brooklyn because of the Durant and Kyrie situation.
And the fact that they're injured, and Kyrie's been out quite a bit. Yeah. Dinwiddie holding things down the way that he has.
And he's done a good job.
And he's done a nice job there in the playoff hunt.
That's by far my least popular selection, I'm sure. But I think that that might be the way that they go. Tyler?
All-stars, man.
I got a couple that I agree with. Obviously, Ben makes the list. And right, let me ask you guys this. Are we playing under the impression that Tatum is playing as a forward?
He's
correct?
A front-court player.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep.
All right, so Ben Simmons is my one guard. Bradley Beal is my other.
Yep.
My forwards would be Tatum and Jimmy Butler because of how they list them, which is stupid, but I would go Butler. Then my two wild cards, actually two guys.
You need one more front court player. Yep, one more big. So you went Tatum and Butler.
Oh, you get three.
You get three front court.
Oh, I'm one short then. Yes. All right, so.
So if you go Bam or.
So then I would act. I would go Bam. I think Bam has a stat. I think you're going to get two Heat. Then I would also go Bam as well.
Two players from the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think it's fair. And again, you know, if you go two players from the Celtics, two players
Kemba's
from.
Kemba's already starting. So
you know, you need
one more.
So I'm going to go with. I will add Bam in there as well. And then my two wild cards, two guys that neither of you guys mentioned. Probably because they're on teams that stink, and I know that that's tough to differentiate in the NBA. How about Zach LaVine as one of my wild cards? The other one, a guy that probably is totally forgotten about until you start talking about rebounds. Andre Drummond's having a great year, I think, in Detroit.
Yeah.
And that would be my other one.
Yeah, Andre Drummond's having a great year. I don't think he gets in.
Well, I think the problem is they play on teams that are not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of that,
Beal.
Another guy that I thought of was Devontae Graham.
Absolutely. I was going to bring his name up, but I wanted to let Tyler finish.
Yeah,
he's averaging 18. And I remember a lot of people in that draft kept tweeting at me, and when they would call in saying, get him in the second round, I'm like, listen, I love it, the way that they were putting it out there, but I didn't think he would do this. Joe, there's no way I thought he would do this.
Well, maybe we should have because he's developed. You know what I mean? He's a senior. He played big-time minutes for a big-time team.
But it never screamed all-star level player.
Yeah, he's ready.
It did.
He's ready to go.
It did not.
So our unanimous selections for the reserves were Ben, Butler, and Bam. By my count.
And Tyler left off Chris Middleton.
Yeah, no Middleton, and you left off Beal.
I left off Beal reluctantly.
Yeah,
and I'm the only one that went Kyle Lowry.
Yes.
So it's either Beal or Lowry. I would say Beal will probably get in, even though I did this.
Beal could be the starter.
Yeah, he could be.
You know,
he's voted second by the players as a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Voted second by the players.
Yeah. All right, let's head to the West.
All right, let's go to the West. So right now you have, of course, Davis, LeBron, Doncic, Harden, and
Davis Leonard.
Okay, so yeah. So I'll start off with my guard as Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think that that's safe. I think that he's got a chance of making this thing.
Yeah. Right. Damian Lillard as a starting as a backup guard, Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell as a guard.
Sixer fans hate him.
They irrationally.
It's ridiculous.
The whole thing was dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert.
Gobert making the first All-Star team of his career,
and he will cry.
Oh, you bet on that.
Tears of joy.
He's crying.
What did you think of that?
So strange. It struck me as
genuine.
It was authentic, which I appreciate.
Yeah, he was genuine, man.
Really?
He wanted to get in there, man.
Make it.
Yeah.
Maybe he had money riding on it. Jeez.
So Lillard, Donovan, Rudy Gobert. So two more front court players for the Western Conference. And as I'm thinking, Carl Anthony Towns.
Misses significant time with an injury.
Yes, he did, but when he's out there.
The team has totally spiraled since the injury.
When he's not on the floor. Yeah. And I am going with Jokic.
Jokic.
So that's three centers.
Yeah, you're just loaded.
Loaded up with centers right there. My two reserves, I'll go Devin Booker finally makes it. Wild card player, Devin Booker. And, man, he's going to be he's going to be here years later. Ja Morant. I'm not putting him there, but I'm just saying. He deserves conversation, Ja Morant.
He's been killing it.
For what Memphis is doing with Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant, where no one knows who the coach is. Okay? No one's ever heard of the coach. So I'm going Devin Booker. And my final selection for the Western Conference, man. I haven't looked up anything, as you know. I'm just going off the top of my head.
You're going off the top of the dome. That's pretty good.
Let me think. Lakers, Clippers, Suns. Jazz, Portland, we already have those represented. I'm going to give a nod to Brandon Ingram.
To Brandon Ingram.
I am.
All right.
Okay.
By the way, I think that team can be something.
I have a lot of centers.
I think that the Pelicans could be something here. I like the way that their team composition is overall. Okay. That's a lot of top five talent that they got on that team. Tyler, you want to go or you want me to go next?
Sure, I'll go next. Mine's not much different. I have a lot of similarities. Lillard, Mitchell, both guards. Gobert and Jokic as two of the bigs. The other big that I'm going to go with, I know, again, you know, since we're talking about guys that missed some time, I'm going to give the nod to Kristaps Porzingis as my third big, and then I will go two guards for my wild card. I agree with you, Donovan Mitchell.
No, you already said.
Oh, I'm sorry, Devin Booker. Devin Booker as well. I will go over and go Ja Morant.
You going Ja?
I am going Ja Morant. He's been so much fun to watch this year, and the numbers look good. And listen, again, bad team, tough situation, but. He's looked good. I'll go Ja.
So far, you go Ja, and I go Ingram. No Russell Westbrook.
I was going to say.
Let's see where Joe Torti goes.
That's a personal vendetta.
The honesty is so strong.
Where are you going, Joe Torti?
All right, so here we go. So
all right.
The obvious ones are Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell. I also think that Rudy Gobert is going to get there. Here's what I'll say. I have foolishly left LaMarcus Aldridge off of All-Star game selection after All-Star game selection. And I've never left him off. I continue to get punished for it. He makes it every year.
Yeah.
He's going to make it again.
Probably.
LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be one of those bits.
That's a good one.
And then I like your thinking on Karl Anthony Towns, but I do think that they will give it to Jokic.
Yep.
I do think so. And then Devin Booker's the easy wild card. I think that I will go, though, with Russell Westbrook. I think they really do like Russell Westbrook.
I can see that. And he's had a stretch here where he's been crazy.
Yeah. And he had a little bit of a lull. Like the second quarter of the season.
It's the All-Star push, man.
Yeah. No,
got to get in.
He's really going for it.
You got to get in.
So here are our unanimouses are Lillard, Mitchell, Gobert, Jokic, Booker. That's a lot more than the three that we had in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Does that mean the West is better or the East is more wide open?
It's a good question. I think the West is definitely better. Like, in my opinion, looking at these rosters, I told Devon, I was like, the West is going to win by 40. And he said, they never do. It's true. They don't. What do you think?
Well, my question is, this could be a stupid question. Do they not do the draft anymore?
They do it, but you still have to select the people, and then they take over.
Makes
so when the reserves are announced next week on Thursday, the draft between Giannis and LeBron
right?
will take place afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other
name. But on the surface, yes, the West would win.
Yeah. Right. The other name that I really considered here, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
For the Oklahoma City Thunder to turn around and be who they are when it was just thought to be, you know what, let's just blow this thing up. We'll get some players. Shai Gilgeous is the main one with the 35 picks that Sam Presti got back. And, oh, by the way, we'll trade Chris Paul by the trade deadline to somewhere else and get more picks. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he and Shai Gilgeous are the reasons why. And he has been fantastic. Fantastic.
Almost players. CJ McCollum, Jamal Murray, Lou Williams, I think, is almost an all-star.
Okay.
But not there. And then in the East, almost. We talked about a couple of those guys. For me, I think a close one that's irrational is Devontae Graham, because there's no reason for him to be in the all-star conversation, but here he is.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Yeah, some good names. It's going to be a fun game. Some first-timers.
Yeah.
Some first-timers that will be in there.
Gobert.
Yeah.
Gobert.
Yeah, he's going to be happy.
He's going to be happy.
But it's going to be cool. As much as they are Celtics, I like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah. You know who's impressed the hell out of me?
My man,
Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
He's doing crazy stuff, man.
He's going Oklahoma State on us.
He is. He's going nuts. I was like, I haven't seen this in years.
And I'm like, go ahead, keep shooting, because at some point you're going to get cold again.
There's the passing. The passing is what he's doing.
Oh, last night, the no looks.
And one mixtape tour stuff.
Yeah, the no looks and the spin arounds and all that. So Tobias Harris was another name that is someone who is a wild card type of player, but he won't make it. You can't have three Sixers because there are so many other players that are well-deserved for an Eastern Conference spot. But Tobias Harris, some really good numbers.
610-632-0975. He's Devon Gibbons. I'm Joe Torti. Hanging out until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back to Devon Gibbons, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic. Plenty of Sixers and hoop conversation that we've gotten to so far, but I wanted to share this with you too, Devon, because on the hardwood, we transfer to the gridiron. The Vikings have named an offensive coordinator.
What? You're allowed to do that?
Yes, it's happened. Gary Kubiak is the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings.
I can see that.
As
makes
far
sense.
As I'm concerned,
Zimmer.
Fine name, right? Just like replacement level, not doesn't wow you, and it's not like who?
And Zimmer's going to let him call the plays.
Yeah, fine.
Yep. More attractive job?
Every job's more attractive. I've been talking about this. The Eagles' offensive coordinator job is not a fun job. It's not a good job. It's not an attractive job. Beyond the paycheck, which I'm sure is substantial, if you're looking to advance, I think that it is a tough paper route at this point. Because when Frank Reich, people point to Frank Reich,
yes,
right? And they say that Frank Reich had the path, you know, even though he wasn't calling plays. Yes, Frank Reich accepted the job, though, before Doug Peterson was Dougie P.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Like, it's different. Mm-hmm. Now that Doug Peterson is no more, and it's Dougie P as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, his offense, his plays, what you do is you install the plays, and that's about it. I think that it is an incredibly unattractive job, especially considering the fact that it takes a little something to work with Wentz, I think. I think it takes a specific kind of human to work with Carson Wentz. And also, you look at the Eagles' offensive cover, it's kind of bare. There's not that much that excites you outside of the tight ends, right? So, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a coincidence that the Eagles are the last team in the NFL that do not have an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and when you have someone like Deuce Staley in charge of the helping out with the run game with Jeff Stoutland, as we've heard before, and in this situation, Doug Peterson calling the passing plays, what are you doing?
Right. You install the game plan. Right?
What are you doing? Yeah.
And the scripted plays, I guess, is part of it. But they're not even yours. That's
right.
The thing. You're taking from Doug's list of stuff and adding to it. Are you concerned about this at this point yet?
Not yet. Because again, they do what they do. So what is this guy going to come in here and actually, what is his job?
Well, so here's what I wanted. I wanted the Eagles to hire a veteran that might be a job or two away from the next head coaching job, or a year or two away from the next head coaching job. Which is to say, like, I thought that if you did not bring in an up-and-comer, I didn't really want that. But the guy that I pointed to is Jay Gruden. I thought that Jay Gruden would have been an interesting name because just fired. He's probably not going to be jumping right back into the head coaching ranks after this year. And he's a guy who has been a head coach before and seen things differently. You know, he comes from Washington. Hey, when we had success against you guys, this is what we did. This is what we thought your bad tendencies were and things like that, right? There's one guy left like that in Jim Caldwell who, you know, has the pedigree and things like that. But I do think that you're getting turned down by more people than I'm comfortable with. I know that the search hasn't been all that public.
Yeah.
But the people that you've heard them having interest in, like, for example, Graham Harrell going back to USC.
Yeah.
That's not like going back to Clemson. Like, you're going back to USC. Like, why?
And even when Brady took the Carolina job, it's like, okay, I get it.
Right, yep. Totally understand.
I get it. Yep. You didn't like it because you would prefer that he would be here.
Right.
But
okay, I understand.
I understand.
But
does Harrell going back have anything to do with the fact that Helton is such on like a limbo at USC that he might be the next head coach there?
Possible. But I also, if I'm him, I'm concerned that if Helton gets fired, then my offense might not have been doing their job. How safe am I?
Right.
You know, I mean?
Watching what he did with a carousel of quarterbacks and a freshman quarterback for most of the season, the guy's got to be doing something right.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And then, so you look the rest of the way, every other team that has had an offensive coordinator vacancy has filled it. And you've seen guys come from college. You've seen Kevin O'Connell, young hotshot types. You've seen Jay Gruden and Jason Garrett, like the veteran types. Eagles don't have anybody. So unless they are committed to promoting from within, which I think is the worst idea, because if you don't like the way that the offense has looked each of the last 2 years, why would you want somebody who's been ingrained in that system? Or they're holding out for Jim Caldwell. Like, that's the one guy that they're holding out for.
Yeah, who obviously is a good name.
Sure.
Older guy. At this point, he knows his role.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm with you. That would be a name that I'm interested in. And unless they already have somebody in house that,
right,
like Deuce, who's going to be elevated, who
what
already has a title.
That? Yes, associate head coach or whatever he is.
Right.
What do you think about Deuce as an offensive coordinator?
Again, he's probably only going to be calling plays for the run game. So he's basically just going to have a title to elevate to help him get to that next spot. Right? In his career, because he's not really going to call those plays.
I wonder if he does not get this position, after how long this search has gone on, that he's like, you know what, I need a chance.
I had enough. Right.
I'm good.
Right, right, right.
Because I have to believe if you're Deuce Staley, I don't know how well you appreciated, quote-unquote, interviewing for the head coaching job. If you weren't thought of as like a real candidate, like if it was like a favor to you or something like that for what you did for the team and everything,
right,
like that's not good.
Right.
And now if you've had a couple of opportunities to be elevated from running backs coach or quality control to the offensive coordinator and you don't get it, at what point are you like, all right, you know, I've reached my potential here.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. At some point, you have to get frustrated. You're totally right. You're frustrated. You felt like you've done everything that you're asked of.
Right.
And you still don't get that opportunity. Sure.
By the way, I don't want Deuce Staley as offensive coordinator, by the way. Like, I am old enough to remember when we hated the running back rotations of Chip Kelly. And we were like, Chip, what's the deal? And he's like, that's Deuce's deal. We're like, okay, well, Deuce is bad at that. Like, maybe find somebody else. I get what you saw from Boston Scott and what you saw from Miles Sanders and their growth and stuff like that. I don't know how much Deuce Staley has to do with that versus, you know, these guys are pretty good players to begin with, but I don't know. I have not been thrilled with the offense that we've seen the last 2 years, so I'd be cool with seeing an outside voice come in and not have somebody promoted from within, as cool as it would be to see Deuce Staley as the offensive coordinator for the Eagles at this point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew in Westchester on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? What's going on, Devon?
Yo, what's happening, man?
Good. I agree with you, Joe. I don't really want to see Deuce step into that. I kind of want to see someone from the outside come in. But I kind of don't really disagree with you when you say it's an undesirable position to want. I mean, I think it's going to be a challenging position for a coach to want to take. So it's going to take someone with something down below to really want to come in here and try to come into to somewhat of an established situation, but you know, with a quarterback. But obviously, you know, you've got some holes to fill with your wide receivers. I mean, you've got the tight ends. You pretty much established running back situation wise. So I think it's a good situation to want to come into. You got, you know, established coach, ownership, everything like that. So I don't know. I guess I'm holding out for Caldwell as well. I mean, that's kind of where my mind's at, I guess, just like your thinking is.
Yeah. Well, Drew, for me, like, the problem that I have with it is that all those things that you said are correct. But, like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of whoever the next offensive coordinator candidate might be, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, You mentioned the stable organization, the stable ownership, you know, that kind of thing. But do you consider the Eagles' job, if I am, say, a young hotshot, is this a stepping stone job? I'm just not sure that it is.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it is for, that's why I think you have to go maybe old school type of guy and not like you were saying, a hotshot type, up-and-comer type dude.
Interesting.
So, yeah, no, I agree with that statement completely, Joe.
It takes the right one. Drew, you're right about that, man. Thanks for the phone call. And that's why you almost have to find a Jim Schwartz of the offensive side, where it's like a guy that has head coaching experience that could be a head coach potentially again, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I'm not saying that I want this guy because this guy's kind of been a disaster in a lot of different areas, but like I thought of like Todd Haley as a guy who's been a head coach, maybe wants to be a head coach again.
Always seems like a maniac.
Yeah, especially on Hard Knocks, man. Going head-to-head. I'm like, yo, I know Hugh Jackson's not a head coach, but that's your boss, man. Take it easy.
Maniac, man.
Paul Arch, 65, good tweeter and friend of the show.
Yes.
Tweets in and says, per Kaplan, NFL, Adam Kaplan. Of course.
Adam.
The Eagles have not offered the OC job to anyone. This is what I said, too. It's possible they don't. It's possible that they're cool with it, like in
as is.
Like, yep, doesn't matter.
Because again, passing goes to Doug.
Yep,
running is Deuce and Stoutland, and they'll combine their heads and whoever else is there to do whatever they do to help out with the game plan and all during the week. I could see that.
Yeah, I could see it too.
Definitely,
I actually think that that's the likeliest outcome, is that they do not hire an offensive coordinator, and then instead they bring in a special assistant or something like that, a tight ends involvement
coordinator.
No, not really.
Having all that responsibility.
I think the shine's come off of Doug's offense a lot.
I agree.
I think it's come off a lot.
Now, could the shine be there once again when they get the players? Speed. We talk about speed, and we'll do plenty of shows. Draft, free agency,
yeah,
all of that stuff. Speed, speed, speed. If they have that speed, if they lock in on a roster that is better than what they had last year, of course, due to the injury, we thought they would be much better. Do you change your mind?
Well, so
can he evolve again?
He would need to. And my problem is that it shouldn't be based on the players. You should be calling the same plays that you'd call if you had the nuts, if you had all of the best players. And then we could see for ourselves, this separation would be there with a burner, or this guy would have run away from this other guy, or whatever. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see the innovation. I don't see the jet sweep motion. I don't see any of the stuff that have been Doug Peterson hallmarks, we thought, at least. 610-632-0975. LeBron James tipping his hand on who the number one selection in the All-Star game might not be. We'll get to that next. Mm. It's Devon Givens and Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so LeBron James is getting interviewed after another triple-double, by the way. He's got rolling against the Brooklyn Nets. It's Devon Givens and Joe Torti on The Fanatic. And he's asked what it's like to have to select Anthony Davis first overall in the All-Star game. He goes, I don't know if I like him like that. he's not gone with team loyalty exclusively in the past.
Well, he did take Kyrie Irving, I think, second.
Uh-huh.
Because how could you not take Kevin Durant
first? Yeah, KD's the dude. Yeah, got to get KD. But he's not there.
Not?
Might draft him on principle this year. You know, write-in candidate.
All right, who are you taking if you're LeBron James?
I think I'm taking Luka if I'm LeBron.
Okay.
I think that that's the way that I might go.
Take Luka. All right. So...
Although, how does the draft work? Do they have to draft the starters first and then the reserves,
yes.
Right?
Yes. All right. So if you take Luka first,
I think that's
if you're LeBron,
doing. Yeah.
And now you are Giannis. Where are you going?
You're not taking Anthony Davis if you're Giannis, right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, if you want Anthony Davis, you can get him back if you're LeBron. That's why you take Luka. Giannis probably would want Luka.
Might go Kawhi.
That'd be nice.
Kawhi and Giannis?
Yep. Dude, that'd be death.
Defensively in an All-Star game, they're just still going to shut you down.
Death, yeah. There's nowhere to go.
No James Harden?
Well, you know.
Offense, I'm saying. Offense versus offense. So if you go Luka, do you want to split them up? Because LeBron is probably going to go, okay, if you're going to take Kawhi, I'm going James Harden. We're just going to outscore you.
Right, so if it's me.
Because I'm going to pass to those guys.
If it's me and I'm Giannis, you've got Luka, who's a volume guy. Like, he's a guy who likes to have the ball in his hands a lot. I'm probably trying to force LeBron to take Harden. Like,
okay.
That's probably the way that, does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Like, just thinking that there's not enough ball out there
uh-huh.
for everybody?
Yep. But it's an All-Star game, so they'll get 150 shots up each. So,
well, I mean, facts. I'm tempted to take Kemba, I think, if I'm Giannis, with that second selection, I think. I'm tempted. What do you think? Would you consider that?
I'm curious to see which one of them take Trae Young.
Oh, man, I forgot Trae Young's a starter, too. All right, forget that. Not Kemba.
And B's going last because he's hurt.
He can't play, yeah.
Right. Oh, so we didn't do our All-Star reserve, injury reserve. Eastern Conference. We got to get Tyler on that as well.
Oh, yeah, we got to get on that. Forgot about that.
All right, so we had some names out there in the East.
Yeah, there's some good players that we're talking about.
Now I'm putting Bradley Beal in there.
Oh, wow. Look
yes,
at that.
Yes, now I can fit Bradley Beal in there, so now it's up to you guys to put your extra guy
in
there. So I'm good.
Somehow he fits Bradley Beal
How
in
about
there.
That?
Man, good for you. I
you going Devontae Graham?
No. No, not for him.
You already went Spencer Dinwiddie.
No. So. I'm looking at Sabonis.
All right. Yeah.
I think that's the way that I might go there.
Sabonis. Let me put that down for you, Sabonis.
The bonus.
All right.
You know?
Sabonis.
Let's go back to the phones. Mark in Camden's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, I know where I'm from. Basketball's religion. Hey, listen, I got a guy that'd be perfect for the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I don't know if he's coaching now, but the problem is I don't know if the Eagles want to pay this guy. The old coordinator used to be for the Dallas Cowboys that Troy Aikman had.
The old
some of their old coordinators?
For the Cowboys?
For the Cowboys. Troy Aikman. Remember, I think he was with San Diego for a little while.
I don't know.
It's Jordan Blake, and it's one of the great coordinators too. That's the sad thing. But he's good with quarterbacks. He's good with play offensive play calling.
Kevin Gilbride or something. I don't know.
No, it ain't Kevin Gilbride. It's definitely him. It's been when they was winning. It's Troy Aikman's favorite coach. He always talked about this guy. Mm. He was the offensive coordinator.
Trying to look this up on the fly.
North Turner?
Yeah. North Turner.
Oh, North. No. Okay.
Tyler Zuli, credit.
Good job, Ty.
Yep. It was North Turner. Yep. I think he'll be a good guy because he's always good with quarterbacks. He's always good, like play calling and everything. And right now, he's like in flux, so he's still in the coach. Right now,
I think North Turner just got a job. Did he not?
Right,
Joe?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Did he get a job?
I think he just got one this week.
Because I know he's with San Diego for one time.
He's with Washington.
Del Rio. Rivera just brought him in to Washington.
Yes. Yeah, but I think he,
Del Rio's the defensive coordinator.
Wait, time out. No. This is Scott Turner, who's the son of Norv, is in Washington.
Well,
we can
there
get
it
Norv
is.
Still.
Oh yeah,
no, we can still get Norv.
I think Norv would be a perfect candidate because he's good with quarterbacks. Whatever his weakness is, he could make it the strength. He did it with all the quarterbacks.
The problem is
the Eagles going to pay him. That's the issue.
Retirement looks pretty good when you're like that, Mark. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Norv
is currently the special assistant to the head coach. So he was their offensive coordinator last season.
Washington.
It's like a receptionist?
No. So this is Carolina. He's with Carolina.
Oh, okay.
He was Carolina's offensive coordinator last year. And when Ron Rivera was fired, he became the special assistant.
Kept him around. Yes. Okay. Got it. So now Brady's there. All right. Got it.
The emeritus situation.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, speaking of the special coordinator consultant kind of situation, there was a huge, huge reaction to the Scott McLuhan thing that broke earlier. Did you see this, Devon?
No.
So there was was it Jeff McClain who came out with it, Tyler? The Scott McLuhan, who formerly of the 49ers, Washington, I think he was with Seattle for a little while, generally thought of as a draft guru.
General manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with Washington for a bit.
The story came out that McLuhan was a secret consultant for the Philadelphia
Eagles.
For
3 years,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
For some
I did
time.
See this.
Totally overblown, I think. Isn't he a guy who just sells his scouting reports now to teams? Like, he has his own personal scouting service of players and stuff like that. And so, like, the Eagles are one of the teams that purchased his, like, draft evaluations and stuff like that.
Well, guess what? He didn't do that well either.
I mean,
or they just
he did really
at,
well
Or they
for
looked
a while.
At his scouting and went the other way with some of the picks because they did not do a very good job.
Right, like... It read like he had a job with the Eagles, and I'm like, well, how is that possible if since 2017 he has had a job with the Eagles, but he's still selling his like draft recommendations and his players to these other teams around the league? Eagles just on the list, aren't they? Why is that such a big deal? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
We got to get Tyler's injury reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Replacement. Injury replacement.
So for Embiid.
That's my question is, are we playing off of we've already given our bench and they're adding somebody else?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Because,
yeah.
Like, to me, like, again, I would give the nod to Drummond.
Drummond, yeah.
All right, which you already had him in.
We already had him on that.
So pick someone else.
So have somebody else slide up?
Yeah.
I would go...
You didn't have Chris Middleton in there.
Well, but you could still make Drummond the starting big.
Right, and then somebody else would slide.
Yeah, so you're just basically replacing him on the roster.
And Drummond was a wild card for me.
That was a wild card, so...
So I kind of have free reign to go, pretty much anywhere. And
still leaving off Chris Middleton. I don't know.
To me, it comes down to three guys. It's Middleton, Sabonis, or Sabonis' teammate, who I think has had a great year, is T.J. Warren.
Oh, Brogdon over T.J. Warren, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And you left off Jason Tatum. I mean, pardon me, Jalen Brown, because you had Jason Tatum.
Oh, you know what? I would go Brown over Middleton.
Okay.
And Brown is my replacement.
Okay.
I think I would go Brown over Middleton. If I had to pick two of those guys, they both made my squad.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to to select one, I think I'd take Jalen
The only
Brown.
Issue there, again, is you are when you're the top team, you're going to get more than one, especially when the other, when the second guy is putting up numbers. He's almost a 50-40-90 guy again, Chris Middleton.
Well, and that's my question is, when you look at a guy like Giannis, who is such an important piece to the offense, does that deter voters from voting for other guys on your team?
Right. Yeah, like they still perceive them as a one-man show.
Like when
that
LeBron
wasn't the case
was
last year, he got in, Chris Middleton.
That's true.
He got in this year, 19 points a game, 5.7 rebounds, 3.9 assists. He is shooting
36% from three, right?
42% from three.
Ooh.
Yes. And 88.9. So again, 50% from the field, 40 from three. He is a few points shy of 90 for the 50-40-90 club.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
19 points a game, he's in.
He's in. 610-632-0975. Sheila, we're going to get to you on the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. And, of course, Chris in Williamstown, we're going to bring you the action right here.
And some history could be made at the center on Saturday night when the Lakers and Sixers do battle. We'll tell you about that.
All right. Devon Gibbons and Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.